Hello and welcome to a new episode of Honest and Mean.
And not too obscene. I did it good.
Did you?
I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Did you?
I said end.
No. Yeah, exactly. You said end.
Oh, yes. Fuck off.
Never going to get this right.
Okay. I'm sorry.
What?
No. Yeah, so today we have our good friend from episode 8, if you all remember, who went on a year abroad to Germany. Say hello, Roddy.
Hello.
Yeah, you could sense the tear in his eye.
Yeah.
Man.
Rami's going to share his experience of the second semester with us today.
Yeah, shit actually got worse. as incredible as that sounds, shit actually got worse.
Yeah, it was a horrible semester.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, where shall we start?
So I think last time we stopped with the sort of first term exams, right, and the shit that went down there, right?
The German exam. Yeah.
Then you came back to London and you helped us record an episode.
Yes, and then I did a CFA exam.
What's a CFA exam?
It's a Chartered Financial Analyst.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, it's the Chartered. It's a 3 levels exam where each year you can do one.
Uh-huh.
So that when you finish these 3 exams, you become a Chartered Financial Analyst.
Right. Okay.
All right, so after I finished that exam, we did the...
In English, German?
Yeah. Here in... After I finished the exam, I was here. We recorded this, and then I left for Munich.
Mm-hmm.
Back.
Excited?
I wasn't. So I arrived in Germany. I remember... I started applying for courses.
Second term course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I applied for human resources.
Right.
I applied for leadership modules.
Right.
I applied for business management modules.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And in Germany, it's different than in the UK. In the UK, you choose your modules.
Yeah.
In Germany, you apply.
So the modules choose you. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
The professor has to accept you.
That's kind of fucked,
Based on
know.
What? Based on what? Do you do a personal statement?
You have to write why you like this module. You have to write a letter of motivation for each module.
So same as medicine. If you want to do a selected module, then you have to do a personal statement for each one.
Yeah, but you do a personal statement for the... I got you. Maybe it's the same as medicine here. But I know that in the UK, I just applied for one personal statement for King's and that's it.
And that was it. Right.
Yeah, but...
Also, like, I don't know how I feel about giving a personal statement to Yes, I've always wanted to do the leadership module because it will help.
Yeah, just literally like having a template and just inserting the name of the course.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you get accepted onto all the courses you wanted to do?
No, I get rejected in all the courses that I wanted to do.
Do you get feedback?
No.
On why?
On a personal statement. How big is the personal statement? Is it like a page long?
250 words per one.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Then it sounds like it's good, but then you have to be really, really concise. You know what I mean? In 250 words to put your point across.
It was okay. But then when I get rejected, I went to these professors and I was like, why did I get... I was accepted only in one module, which is the project of management. The management of projects.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I got rejected in the rest. And I went to the human resources professor. I told them why I was rejected here.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me, sorry, like, we had far much better options and we have limited seats.
Far much better options.
And
do you know how many seats are available for each of those modules?
Yeah, they would write, we have 200 seats available.
Right.
Okay.
And then when I come to them, tell them, come on, guys, can you just let me in? They tell me, sorry, we're fully booked now. You have the 200 students.
Oh, fuck's sake.
So I went to the administration. I told them, hey, guys, like, I wasn't accepted in most of these modules. What should I do? And they told me, well, you have to apply to different modules, but we have available master modules if you want to.
Oh, so you had to do that.
And then I had to do, like, econometrics, I had to do... things that I didn't like to do, like international economics, labor.
Right.
I did international economics in the first semester.
Postgraduate level.
But postgraduate level, I did macroeconomics in the postgraduate level. I did econometrics in the postgraduate. The thing is that I never studied econometrics in my life.
Very nice.
And now you had to do be on a master's level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to do master level econometrics.
Of something that you've never done.
Yeah, and then I did monetary policy module. Oh, holy shit.
That sounds cool.
It's I wanted to work in the central banks. I love central to work.
I love central
banks. I mean, that's my passion, right? Central banks. You know, big money.
I actually wrote that.
Oh, you got accepted.
Yeah.
There you go. So it worked.
Yeah. And when I went there, I told the professor I never took econometrics in my life. Will I pass this module? He told me no.
I mean, he's not wrong, right?
Yeah, it was like, whoa, you never took econometrics. This is not econometrics level one. You're taking advanced econometrics in this master degree module.
So you had to know the basics.
Yeah, I was like, I had no idea what's the basics of econometrics.
This guy's like, get fucked, you know?
Yeah, and the professor's like, I wish you the best of luck.
Did you ever contact Kings to be like, yo, what's going on with this? Can you help me out? Or did you try to sort it out yourself?
Yeah, well, I called Kings, and they told me, well, whatever you can do, whatever is available at this point.
Like, yeah, but that's the worst thing, man. No, yeah.
Well, what they can do at this point, like, I wouldn't blame them because
they sent you there in the first place.
I was going to Canada. Let me play the devil's advocate for a minute.
All right, my man.
Go ahead.
All right, so I was going to Canada.
Uh-huh.
Then at the last minute, I came to Kings and told them I'm not going to Canada.
Right.
The only university available in the world was Russia,
uh-huh,
China,
okay,
and LMU.
Right.
At that point, I chose LMU.
Okay. Okay, let me break this down for you, right?
Yeah.
Were you the first one to go to LMU?
No.
Thank you. The people who went there before you, did they have similar problems?
Yeah.
Well, why the fuck are they still sending people there?
Because, yeah.
Okay. When at the end of your course, when you do the student satisfaction survey, that affects Kings. It doesn't affect LMU.
Yeah.
So if you're having a bad experience, that's not on, you know, like, that's Kings' fault.
Yeah.
Go on.
Well, I called Kings. I told them, guys, this seems really, really, really gonna, it's gonna be a hard semester. They told me, well, at this point, you have to pass these modules. Do your best to pass them.
Right.
If you fail a module or two, you can repeat them at Kings.
Okay.
All right. So I was like, all right. I at that time, I still had some self confidence. I had some self confidence in myself, and I was like, well, I'm going to learn econometrics, I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to crush this.
Right.
And I failed in all of the...
Oh, God. What's the condition of you passing? You have to pass a certain number of modules?
Yeah. But so what happened is that I did some bachelor modules, which I was... I applied. And,
okay. Mm-hmm. Again, and they went okay.
Yeah. And for example, corporate finance, I passed.
Yeah, well done.
Behavioral economics, although it was a master program, but I passed that.
Well done.
Mm-hmm.
I did management of projects, and I passed that.
That was master's as well, or?
No, management of project was bachelor's.
Okay.
And I did risk management, which was bachelor's too.
Okay.
But nobody wanted to go to that course.
Okay.
Right.
So I got some space there to get in.
Okay. Did you pass it, though?
I passed it, yeah.
Okay,
so
good.
So, however, like... I failed them all my like except the behavioral economics. I failed all other master programs.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck! How many did you take on?
I took 1, 2, 3.
Oh man, that's three too many.
Three modules. Three modules that were master program.
Okay, what about the credits, Raddy? How are the credits? Is there one module in Germany the same as one module at King's, or is it converted differently?
It's converted differently. Okay. It's
did you
ECSTs.
Have to do more?
I had to do more.
Oh,
in Germany.
So it's a thing of like 30 to 60, yeah? So you have to do twice
so
as many
in,
there.
In the UK, in Kings, the smallest module will give you 15 credits.
Mm-hmm.
In Germany, it will give you 6 equivalent credits in Kings. That's the smallest module.
See, so that's the same, because when I was applying for my modules and selecting them, some of them are 3 credits only. So that's why you have like 20 modules that you will be studying. Because they are so small.
Yeah, but the thing here is that they are not small modules. They
that's the thing, exactly, yeah. But the credits are small.
Each credit is 1 hour a week.
Okay.
Of lectures.
Right, so it's a lot of
So you're doing 3 hours a week lecture, and if you have 5 modules, and each one is, if you, basically, you needed 90 credits, all right? Which is 45 ECSTs.
Mm-hmm.
45 ECSTs is equivalent to 45 hours a week.
Okay.
Of actual in Europe.
Yeah.
So I had to you had to do 45 hours worth of lectures
mm-hmm.
related to master degree. Related I had for in my case there were days where I would go to the lecture at 12 p.m. and I would leave at 6 p.m.
So it's long days.
Yeah, there was 6 hours lectures at the like
back to back.
one lecture 6 hours. That was in Germany.
Now, what are they teaching?
I was not especially.
You should be a genius now after so.
Especially like the econometrics module, I was like, "The fuck is that?" Sorry for my language. Yeah, and it was for 6 whole hours of pure math,
mm-hmm.
and there were signs that I've never learned in my life.
Is there a lot of maths on your degree back at King's?
No, I was doing business.
So there's no math.
Exactly. I was doing.
I thought your degree was a sciences degree. Like.
Yeah, it is a science degree. There is math, but it's like finance related mathematics. So you know how to basically integrate. You know how to derive, but it's not the level of econ. There wasn't. I never studied econometrics.
Okay,
this
guy's
looking at symbols. He's like, this is a different language. You
yeah.
know?
This is not my place. This
okay,
is not
so
the
actually,
German alphabet or something. You know.
How did you actually find yourself understanding anything on that course?
Well, I tried my best. I went to Wikipedia. I started checking what.
Tried my best, my man.
Yeah, like,
if Wikipedia doesn't know, I'm fucked.
Yeah. I'm gonna fail.
I went to Wikipedia. I was like. What is econometrics? And started from there.
Fuck me.
So you went to the basics.
Yeah, it's like...
I don't think that's basics.
Yeah,
you don't even
yeah.
know what it is at this point.
Like, I always realize it's like math related to metrics. Math with econometrics.
Hey,
with
man,
economics.
You broke the code. Fuck. I'm like, Alan Turing is rolling in his grave, you know? It's
like,
Okay.
Rado, but think about this. If you think if you had the basics of econometrics, would you have enjoyed it? Do you think?
Enjoyed? Well.
The course in itself, would you have enjoyed it if you had the basics?
No.
Guy's honest,
wait,
yeah.
The thing here is that about Munich, it's a very old city in terms of that people are old there.
You said that, yeah.
I didn't find it my place. Like, I liked green, but it was so cold there.
Right.
Alright, so that's the thing here. There, also, their exam period starts in June and finishes on August. That's 2 months exam
uh-huh.
period.
That's good though, right? You get space between your exams.
That is true. That is true. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Is there such a thing as 2 exams in one day?
Yeah, I had 2 exams
oh,
in one day. Yeah,
for fuck's sake. So it's a 2 month exam period.
What
do you still have?
Two
exams in one day.
Yeah. So what is that? I started my exams. They gave me the alright. So one of the let's go to that. So I started my exams.
Okay.
And they gave me the exam schedules.
Right.
On June, I looked at the exam schedule. It's like, wait a second. My visa finished on the 3rd of August.
Right.
And you told the embassy that my exams finish on the 3rd of August.
Right.
So the embassy gave me a visa till the 3rd of August.
Oh wow. Okay.
But now my exams finish on the 5th of August, and to be extremely, like. Funny, at LMU gave me 2 exams on the 5th of August.
Oh, fuck me. It's like the Germans so efficient. They're going to kick you out before you finish your exams. You
yeah. And so I had to extend my visa. I applied in July to extend my visa.
Right.
All right. To extend my visa, I had to go to 3 different departments. Each one has to give me their approval. I needed
for what?
To extend my visa.
The approval of the university in Germany.
No, the approval to extend.
Home office, right?
No, I'm talking the they did.
Oh, that's
like
oh.
In the UK they have one government institution
Body, yeah.
which is the Home Office that takes care of your problem. In Germany they have 3.
You need
3 approvals in order to get your visa passed. So after I extended my visa.
And that did that go smoothly though?
No, it took a month and a half. They
after
actually extend. They I actually received the extension. On the 2nd of August.
So a day before you had to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
I was so stressed because I was doing my exams.
Oh, man, this is terrible. Okay.
So, then, while I'm doing my visa, I was applying.
So,
I was doing my exams.
One more thing. How long was the extension?
Till the 6th of August.
You gotta be fucking kidding me. Yeah. Gave 3 days.
Did you ask for... So when you apply for extension, do you apply for a specific like period of time or do they give you whatever they feel
I
like?
I told them, look guys, my exam will finish on the 5th of August. They told me, okay, then 6th of August is enough for you.
And you had to pay up, I'm assuming, for this?
Yeah, I paid 90 euros.
Fuck me. So for that extra 3 days, he paid 30 euros per day to stay in this country.
Oh, fuck
yeah,
me.
To extend your visa.
I mean, yeah, bureaucracy, right? It's like...
Wait, so is there a fee of if you want an extension, so the document in itself, let's say, costs anything?
No.
Okay, just but then you have to pay the 30 pounds a day.
Yeah.
No, it's not 30 pounds a day. It ended up being that. But it was 90
pounds,
total.
The cost of
in
extension.
Total.
Yeah, so if I extended for 5 months, it would cost 90 pounds.
Yeah.
If I extended for 7 months, it would cost 90 pounds.
Also,
it's
always the same. It's like
yeah.
a
Sorry.
Sorry.
Only
Sorry.
It's discretionary,
yeah.
right? So they
yeah.
just ended up saying, okay, here's an extra 3 days.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Right?
Yeah, and I had also to apply for insurance. So I called Kings. I told them, guys, do I have insurance? Because can
what
I extend
sort
insurance?
Of insurance?
Kings give you an insurance.
Like what, health insurance?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I called Kings. I told them, guys, I'm going to extend my stay for 3 days. Can I extend my insurance for 3 days? And then Kings didn't reply, so I paid for my insurance
for
an extra month. Then I received a message from Kings telling me, don't worry, we got you.
So do you think the communication also wasn't the best?
No. I mean, Kings
don't
takes,
be polite, right?
Kings takes
Kings
five
listening.
Days
yes.
to reply usually. They takes
five days.
Yeah, 5 working days to reply.
Okay.
Wait, when you say Kings, who do you mean? Did you have like a person that was assigned to you when you were abroad? Or
No. The one who assigned to me always replies within the day.
Okay.
But I'm talking like there are, for example, Kings Mobility for the insurance. It took them 5 days, which was the longest ever.
Okay.
But usually it takes them 2 days to reply
okay.
a day.
Okay.
Except that point. That was the longest time they didn't... Yeah.
Right.
But was the person that was assigned to you as the person who was meant to look after you actually helpful
yeah.
in the process?
Yeah.
They were. Okay.
Yeah. Except... I need to finish my story. I need to reach that point.
All right. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
So it started with my final exams.
Okay.
All right. So I go to my final exams. I do the first exam. All right. Good. I do the second exam. Good. And then my third exam, which was international accounting.
Right.
I go to the exam hall. And I was like, I go there at almost like 7:55 a.m.
Right. When's the exam?
8 a.m.
Okay.
All right. The thing is that I didn't sleep. I was...
Yeah.
So I stayed the whole night. And then I go to the lecture hall. I reached there 7:55. I was like, why nobody is here? Why the whole lecture hall is empty? Usually the Germans
right.
are there 15 minutes before the whole class.
Right.
Right before it starts. I was like, why there is nobody here? Could it be they are late?
Could it be the whole cohort, all 250 students
yeah.
who are German, right, are late?
All right, so yeah. I'd be like, something is wrong.
Okay, yeah.
And then I wait till 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And then at 8 o'clock, I was like, definitely something is wrong. Nobody here on time, there's something is wrong.
Okay.
So I go...
You wait till 8, Rod.
What's he going to do, right?
Well, you would have had the 5 minutes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, so I run to the administration.
Okay.
In LMU to ask them what the hell's going on. My exam, I checked the website.
Right.
It's the same hall that I was in.
Okay.
Yeah. I call the exam.
I
call the administration, nobody replies. So I run to the administration. I reach the administration building. I tell them, guys, I search for them. I couldn't talk to them because the administration opened at 9:30 a.m.
Oh, fuck.
Mm-hmm. So at that point I was like, shit, like literally the administration opened at 9:30 and the exam started at 8.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do? I go to the website, there is no change in the exam hall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So I suddenly an old lady enters. She comes 1 hour early because she's German. She comes 1 hour early to her job at
Good.
Like
okay.
8:20.
Yeah.
And I ask her, like, look, I couldn't find my exam hall. This happened. She looks at the website. She tells me, that's the exam hall. I tell her, no, I was there. There's nobody. I show her the pictures and she gets... She
you took
me,
pictures of the exam hall?
Yeah.
Okay.
And...
That's all I would
do,
right? That's
smart.
Yeah,
and she was like, all right, let me call the professor. She calls the professor and he tells her, yeah, I emailed all the students that I changed the exam hall last night. I found a bigger exam hall. He found an available other exam hall and he decided to change
the
exam hall.
The night before.
Exactly.
And how did he communicate that to everybody else?
Through LMU emails.
Fuck.
Now, my email was KCL. I was contacting LMU with my KCL email.
Yeah.
He didn't have my KCL email. He had only all students' LMU emails at LMU.
So he never
contacted me because I was a KCL student.
So how were you meant to know?
I had no, I told him I didn't receive any email.
But he didn't send it.
Yeah. And he told me, look, you can't enter the exam hall. I ran to the exam hall. I told him, like, look, it's not my fault. You changed it. Let me at least, yes, this is 30 minutes. The exam is 3 hours.
Okay.
So, yes, 30 minutes is away, is out, but I have 2.5 hours to do something about it. I can't pass. I studied really hard for this. I'm definitely, yeah. He tells me, sorry, if you're late 15 minutes in German, there's like some university law or regulation that bans students from being into the exam.
Wow.
He tells me, if I allow you to enter the exam hall, all student exams will be
invalid.
Yeah, will be not valid. So I was like, what is this regulation? Like, I never heard of it. Anyway, he told me, look, let's come to me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
To me. And give me your email. I'll email you and then we'll talk about what's the available options.
Okay.
I told him, okay. I give him my email and he never emails me back. So I email him. I never get a reply. So I call his office. Nobody replies. I call his assistant. She tells me that, sorry, he's not here. So I go to the office. I wait and I see him.
Okay.
And I tell him, look, I give him my email. There is no reply. Literally, my visa is going to finish in 5 days. And he tells me, look, first of all, you have to book an appointment. You can't just barge in here. I told him I would book an appointment if you reply to my email.
Ready? Spice it up.
So I tell, and then he tells me, look, if you want, in Germany, if you fail a module, you're banned from doing the module again. All right?
How could you have failed it if you didn't sit the exam, you know?
However, the professor is the only guy who allows you to reset the module. However, you're only allowed to do a reset after 1 year.
Oh, man. You know, like, fair enough. Part one of this two-episode podcast, it was funny because tragedy is sometimes funny, right?
Yeah.
But now it's just sad, you know? Like,
yeah.
I can't laugh anymore. It's just...
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, so I call Kings. I tell them, guys, this happened. What should I do? They tell me...
Email the professor.
There was a model in the first term that you failed because you were in the wrong... I told you, know, when I went to the German exam, put me in the German exam rather than
the English one.
We could let that slide, but the second module you failed, that's bad.
So it's not your fault.
I told them it's not my fault. They tell me it's two modules now. I tell them, all right, guys, okay, it's two modules. If I fail this year, let's say if I fail this year, would I stay as a King student? Or would I be expelled from King's? And they tell me, we don't know. You may be expelled.
Oh, fuck me. And this was what? This was...
On the 1st or 2nd of August.
And you still had like four exams left.
At that point, I was like, shit, I'm going to get expelled from King's. I was honestly extremely stressed because I was like, shit, if I get expelled, I'm going to lose my scholarship. I'm going to like... If you lose your scholarship, you can't apply for any scholarship in Saudi Arabia again, within certain time.
Oh, my God.
It becomes extremely horrible at that point, okay? And at that point, I was very, very stressed. I enter into the exam hall, another exam, which is monetary policy exam.
Uh-huh.
I start writing the exam, and then from extreme stress, my stomach started hurting.
Right.
I felt that I'm going to vomit. I need to go to the toilet. I talked to my... I needed to, like... run to the toilet and then I tell the examiner I have really bad stomach ache.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to use the bathroom, and he told me you can't. It's a 3-hour exam, and he told me you can't use the toilet.
Why not?
That's the regulation. That's
you
it.
Can't.
You can't. If
so
you
meant to
if you
yourself.
If you use
yeah,
the
pretty much. This is not uncommon in Europe, but it's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that you can't leave the exam.
Yeah, you can't leave
yeah.
the exam.
Really?
Yeah. It's
yeah.
fucking weird.
Because in King's, if you use the toilet is in the exam hall in Olympia.
Yeah.
While in Germany, the toilet is outside the exam hall. So if
like
you...
a toilet.
So you have to actually...
I'm just going to use this bush, you know? Like, come on now.
If you use the bathroom or the toilet,
yeah.
they're going to actually not see you. They can't see you.
Okay.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
So I tell them I really need to use the toilet.
Yeah.
And he tells me, all right, if you use the toilet, I'm going to take the exam paper.
Okay.
And I was like, all right, let me keep it and just do as much as I can. And I start writing for an hour. The exam is 3 hours.
Yeah. Right.
At that point, I couldn't take it anymore. I run to the toilet.
Okay.
Wait, what did you just leave?
Well, what
I had
supposed to
do? Like, I would shit on myself at this point. Honestly, I mean, sorry for my language. But I had, like, to run for it. All right, so when I came back to the exam hall after, when I came back, I told them, can I have my exam paper? And he tells me, you can't submit it. He threw it in the garbage. He said, it's done.
What the fuck?
And I was like,
at least submit
the one hour
you had. Yeah.
He's like, come on, like, can I say? He's like, no, sorry, you failed this. It's done.
What is the thing with them loving to say, this is failed, bye-bye?
Yeah.
Because that happened, what, three times now?
What? Fuck, I don't know. But I was talking to my sister about this, right? And my sister's a, like, UK lecturer, mm-hmm. right? She works in university. She tells me, in the UK, you get this filtration process for students applying for university,
mm-hmm.
right? So you apply, and then they accept a certain number, and that's
it.
But in Europe, because the university is, like, cheap and all that, they just accept...
Everyone,
and then they just let the sort of examinations and the things filter people out.
That's how you distinguish who's good or who's
Yeah, and so a lot of people, they're just like, okay, you just fuck this exam, so goodbye.
I see.
But, I mean, that's just...
Yeah, that's giving people false hope, you know?
I know, man.
If you accept me, then I'm gonna feel like I'm good enough to be here.
Mm.
And then if shit like this happens, that's just shit. Because what else are you meant to do?
Exactly.
The thing is... A study abroad thing, right? Should be the most fun year of your life.
It was not fun at all.
Well, there you go. It wasn't fun at all.
And this is all the uni shit, right? Like, what happened outside of uni?
Exactly. And during my exams, my landlord come to me and tell me, like when I paid rent, right? So
mm-hmm.
I paid rent 2 months in advance.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And my landlord come to me and they tell me, tells me, you paid rent for the first month, but you didn't pay rent for the second month. The second month is considered as a deposit, which is bullshit. I showed him the contract. He told me you have two choices. We decided to increase rent on you.
Okay.
If you don't pay the second month's rent, we get out. and I was like, the fuck is that? Like, I'm in my final exams in the middle of it. I mean, no. If I had time, I'd tell them, all right, goodbye. I'll find another rent. I have no problem with that. I have Airbnb, I could use anything. But because at that point I was really didn't have any time,
mm-hmm.
I had, like, it was some kind of a blackmail.
Right.
I paid a second month's rent, and I had to continue. Anyway, let's go back to university.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay.
What else happened?
So, after that, I call Kings. I tell them, guys, now it's 3 exams. The first one, in this first semester, 1,
uh-huh.
and now it's 2. What can I do? Would I be expelled from uni now? At this point, King said, don't worry, you will not be expelled from uni.
So, oh my god.
Alright, I was very stressed, and they told me, don't worry, you won't be expelled from uni. However, we have to make a board, like an exam board to meet, and then decide your fate.
Decide my fate.
There's a committee to, and I was like, okay, I finished my, so I was doing my exams, and I was like, alright, this is, let's hope that they, for example, give me, like, an option to do 3 modules or an extra semester at King's.
Okay.
I just don't want to, like, repeat the year abroad.
In Germany,
yeah. So I finish my final exams, and at that point, I was really tired, you know.
You just want to get the fuck out. Oh, you have 1 day to get the fuck out, right?
Yeah, you have to be quick.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I am heading to the train,
yeah.
and I go to the train towards the airport.
Right.
And suddenly, I received the news at like 3 p.m. Because I left at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I received the news at like 3:30.
Right.
Saying that you failed the CFA exam. I needed 3% more to pass the CFA exam.
What's the pass mark for Germany?
For the CFA exam, I mean.
Also, is it different for different exams?
No,
the CFA
is outside
the
university.
In January.
The one
here in London.
June.
June?
Yeah, it was
June. Okay,
yeah.
My bad, yeah.
Okay.
So, after I finished that exam, after I received that, I was like, oh shit, this is really bad.
Okay.
Suddenly a guy jumps into, like, in front of me in the train,
right,
and he snatched my backpack,
right,
and I catch my backpack from him, and he pushes me.
Okay.
And then he leaves the train, and the train door closes. At that point, I was so fucking stressed. I was like,
What's in the backpack?
My laptop. And my visa extension.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, I'm really, really, really stressed at this point.
I'm not surprised,
rather. I called Salman, and I was like, what should I do? He told me, go to the police and tell mm-hmm. them, report. So I go to the police in the station, the next station.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, this happened to me. They told me, sorry, we can't make any police report. You have to go to the central station in central Munich,
yeah.
which is 20 minutes away from me, or 30 minutes by train,
mm-hmm.
completely the opposite side of the airport, and report this.
Yeah.
All right? The problem here is that I had no visa extension, and I could only stay for one day. And if I stay for one more day, I will lose my visa, and I can't even go to any hotel.
Right.
Why?
You
know,
because without your valid visa, no hotel will accept you. So at this point, I was like, this is my last day here. It's the 6th of August, and my visa is in the 6th of August.
Mm-hmm.
And my extension is gone. So what should I do? I was like, no, I mean, I need to make it to the airport.
So wait, the £90 is gone as well?
Well,
because you paid and he's
gone. No. It's still, my visa is still officially extended.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Right. No official documentation for it, though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what's
the
use of that?
I go back to the train with my bags, luggage. To go to the airport, suddenly the entire train lines shut down. Like they tell, yeah, all across the Munich station. They tell me you can't go to central Munich to report. You can't do anything.
You know,
all trains stop.
If there was someone trying to fuck up my life, it wouldn't go this way. You know,
yeah.
It wouldn't be this bad.
So I had no choice. Immediately I went to the taxi. I told them, can you get me to the airport, fast?
So you had your money on you. It wasn't in the backpack.
Oh, no, it was in my wallet,
okay.
Which is in my pocket.
Okay.
And I had my card, you know, you can
yeah.
pay by card. Yeah, so eventually I told the taxi, can you get me in? The taxi was Lebanese guy.
Yeah.
I'm half Lebanese.
Right.
So I told the taxi driver, this happened to me in Munich, I just want to get the fuck out. And he was driving at 180 kilometers per hour.
it's like, let me get this guy out of this country before I crash this car, because everything's going wrong these days.
Yeah, it was like, it was from a Lebanese to a half Lebanese, you know, like, he understood me, and he was just driving fast. He was driving fast, and he was telling me some weird stories. It was like, I'm in the Lebanese mafia in Munich, and I was like, wow. He knew that I'm leaving the country, so he was confessing to all of you.
Okay. Hey, Interpol, this is how you do it, yeah?
And I was like, all right. It's like, we do all kinds of shit in this city.
How to get a confession, 101 for dummies, you know?
And I was like, wow, he confessed everything. And then he dragged me to the airport.
Okay.
And I reached the airport. I pay him and then jump to run to the, you know, to the passport. I put
mm-hmm.
my luggage, everything,
yeah, yeah.
and I go to. And then after a long line, I reach my the passport control.
Yeah.
And I show them my passport. They tell me your visa in Germany officially on the 3rd of August. I told them, yeah, but I have my paper extensions, but it was in my backpack, and my backpack was stolen.
Mm-hmm.
So they look at me. They tell me, do you have any proof that it's stolen? Do you have any police report that shows it was stolen? And
And you don't.
Fuck.
Oh my god.
Who the fuck checks your visa on your way out?
Yeah,
from
yeah exactly. If I'm trying to get the fuck out.
And I explained to them, guys, look, I'm leaving this country. Like,
don't hold me here.
If you want to deport me, like, this is the airplane. I'm getting the fuck out. I'm doing a favor. Okay, for me and you. Just let, yeah. And they're like, no, they put me in an interrogation room.
Oh wow.
Fuck.
To check my visa. After 1 hour of visa, like, I was waiting, I was sweating, I was like, fuck, I'm staying here. This is horrible.
They would put me in a German prison for trying to leave the country because I didn't leave the country on time.
Yeah, and I was like, no, I'm legally here, man. Like, I started sweating and everything.
Bless you, man.
And
And you don't speak German, do you?
No, they speak English. No, no, in the airport,
Is the English good?
Yeah, they were the federal police, and they were considered the federal police. So I was like, can I report a crime here? they're like, and they told me, there's two types of police in this country, the federal police and the local police. So when a crime happens in Munich, you report to the local police.
Yeah.
But if a federal crime happens...
What's a federal crime?
I have no idea. I don't know. like
trying to assassinate Angela Merkel. Like, what would be a federal crime?
Just in case, I'm not. eventually I after like 1 hour they checked my status. They told me, sorry, the database is big and it takes time, but we checked your status and eventually your visa is actually extended till today, so you can leave.
Your visa is extended to today, so you can leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
wait. Don't tell me there's more.
So I immediately started running to my gate. I reached there at 9:08. The gate closes at 9:10.
Okay. Rabbi, how early did you set off? Because normally you're quite last minute.
What?
So how did you manage to make it all on time if you had so many delays on the way?
No, because I was so wanted to leave Germany.
get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah. I actually, my airplane door closes at 9:10. Yeah. I left at 3 p.m. I reached there at 9:08.
Fuck. I love it's like my visa extension got stolen. Oh, well, do you have any proof? Have you filed the police report? And then he says, no, I haven't, but you're the police, right? Can I just file it now?
My goodness, man, I really wanted to get out.
Fuck
like,
me.
You know, I usually used to laugh at my father because he always leave to the airport 6 hours early.
Yeah.
And we stay in the airport for 4 hours. Yeah, he was like right on that day. Only dad was right.
The only time my dad was right.
Yeah, always leave 6 hours early.
Imagine if you actually missed the flight, you would have overstayed.
imagine if you took a flight at 1 a.m., you know? You're like, sorry, sir, you stayed 1 hour too late.
Mate, that's enough, right?
Yeah, that's enough. I don't know, like, can they actually deport you after you were leaving? I don't understand. This is...
Rad, think about it. Maybe if they deported you, you would have a flight for free.
But he's already paid for this one.
No, but if you missed it, then he would have to deport you.
Yeah, but they deport me to Saudi Arabia. But what, they told me if you are, I remember when I asked, like, if I didn't have a visa,
mm-hmm.
I'd be banned from the European Union for 10 years. Because you're an illegal immigrant, basically.
For an hour.
not for a day. Like, at that time, I was 3 days late.
Fuck.
Okay.
So 3 days was equivalent to get banned from the European Union for 10 years.
So I love that they would
do
something to you, but they do nothing about the Lebanese guy from the taxi.
Well, he did not confess to them. He confessed to me.
Tell him I'll trade some information.
You make him feel comfortable. You make him feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Wait, how was the flight, though?
Oh, yeah, so I was in a very shit mood at that point, okay? I was really, like, I called someone, I was like, hello, bro. He was like, how are you, Rade? I was like, I'm really fucked. I lost my laptop, I lost, like, 200 euros inside the bag.
And
I had
dignity.
And my dignity.
Well, that's been lost months ago in Germany, you know? Like...
And then at that point, I received an email from King's. They emailed me at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
All right, in UK time, but I was there. I opened the email at 7 p.m., 8 p.m.
Okay.
They told me you have to repeat the whole year abroad.
Oh, fuck. So actually, sir, please stay in Germany.
Oh, my goodness. So I was like, all right, okay, this is really horrible. So I went to the airplane, and I explained exactly, like, I told my story to the hostess. Because
the hostess, yeah?
Yeah.
Was she hot?
Okay.
She was hot is the answer, yeah.
And I told her, like, I lost my laptop, whatever, yeah. And in the middle of the flight, she gave me a free hot cocoa.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, oh, she's hot and sweet.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, like the and she actually gave me like an like I paid for a normal seat, and she gave me like three seats.
Oh, very nice.
So I could sleep
was
in the.
Was she German?
No, she was British.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So get me the fuck out of here, you know? It's
yeah, I felt Britain in the airplane.
The great nation.
Yeah. Fuck me. Yeah. Well, on that terrible, terrible fucking story that we've just heard, actually,
oh,
the last episode we called Good Morning German, Good Morning London. I'm going to call this Good Night London, is what I'm going to call it, right?
Good.
To be honest, Good Night Germany.
Good Night Germany,
yeah.
Good Night Germany. Good Night. I think they say Good Nacht.
Good Nacht? Okay,
yeah.
I'm just going to put that.
No.
What can you say in German, Roddy?
Guten Morgen, Gute Nacht. I think Good Nacht or something.
wait. Is that it?
Yeah. I think they say hello too.
They say hello. Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay, I've learned so much German today. On this note, let's give you our song recommendations before we say our goodbyes.
But the good news is that I don't need to repeat my year abroad. Like, I will just have more modules in my final year.
Well, that's a relief.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Right?
Yeah.
Well, you're here. That's what matters.
Exactly.
So right, my song recommendation is not going to be a song.
Okay.
It's going to be a person. It's a girl called Bishop Briggs.
Okay.
And the only reason I know of her is from a TV show, The Money Heist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Netflix one.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Which I also recommend.
Right.
Okay. About the second season, not the first one.
First
one's
shit.
So just jump to the second one straight away.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's my recommendation for today.
Okay. Me personally, I recommend there's Anna Leon. Anna Leon is quite nice. I recommend her. All her songs. Like, just listen to what you like.
Okay.
I guess. Roddy, any final words?
Yeah, I would recommend Tears in Heaven.
Let's do it for Eric Clapton.
Yeah.
Well, and that's a fitting end to this story. And on that note, we will say our goodbyes.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.